Just lots of them.
What about a kind of tree that has long white limbs and white scaly bark? And little knobs?
Oh, that would be a sycamore, wouldn't it?
Okay. And
I think that's what it is.
Do you have a bush or shrub around here? The leaves turn bright red in the fall and it's got berries on it?
No, I don't have that kind. I've got a red maple, but it's rather small now.
Mm-hmm.
Then that's all the shrubbery that I've got, except that Cape Jasmine out there.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you have something around here, sumac or shumake?
Well, now we have some that they call the shumake.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't get very big.
Mm-hmm. What does that look like?
Well, the trunk of it would be, I think it would be kind of slick with little bubble-like spots on it.
Mm-hmm.
And the leaves are green in the summer, but they turn a dark red in the winter,
mm-hmm.
or in the fall. They are pretty.
What about the? Do you have a shrub or bush around here called a laurel or rhododendron or mountain laurel?
No, I don't have any, but there could be some around here that does have them.
Mm-hmm. What about the state tree of Mississippi?
That's the magnolia.
Okay. And the kind of tree that George Washington cut down?
The cherry tree.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of berries do you have?
Well, we have the dewberries and the blackberries.
Mm-hmm. What about a kind of red berry?
The strawberry?
Uh-huh. The one that it has a rough surface. Some of them are red and some of them are black.
I don't know, unless it's the blackberry.
What about rat?
The raspberry?
Uh-huh.
I don't think we have any around here. If we have, I've not seen any.
Mm-hmm. Say if you saw some berries and didn't know what kind they were, you might tell someone, you better not eat those. They might be...
They may be poison.
Okay. What kinds of bushes or vines will make your skin break out if you touch them?
Well, poison ivy and poison oak. I don't know what the difference is.
Mm-hmm. And, say if a married woman didn't want to make up her own mind about something, she'd say, I have to ask.
Well, I'd rather believe she'd ask her husband. She'd have to ask her husband.
Okay. And he would say, I have to ask.
Usually he'd tell me to make up my own mind.
Well, he would say, referring to her, he would say, I have to ask.
I don't know now.
If he's talking about her, he'd say,
If I ask him.
Well, no, say, if a married man didn't want to decide something for himself, he might ask. He'd say, I have to ask.
Somebody.
Well, talking about the woman he's married to, he'd say, I have to ask.
Oh, he'd have to ask his wife.
Uh-huh. Any joking ways they'd refer to each other?
Any joking ways?
Mm-hmm. Besides saying my husband or my wife.
Well, I call him Paul sometimes.
Okay. And a woman whose husband is dead is called a...
widow.
And if her husband just left her, then she'd be a...